This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. The official start of fall is almost here, and that means those cool weather days, maybe walking around to see the fall foliage, all things to look forward to for many of us. And weekends are certainly things we also look forward to. And that's why we have our Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton, here with her suggestions for the start of the season. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer. The autumnal equinox isn't until September 22nd, but pumpkin spice lattes are already here. You may find one at Center City's Restaurant Week, which continues through September 25th. 60 restaurants are offering prefix lunch and dinner, and takeout is available for the same prices. University City's Dining Days kicks off on Saturday as well and goes through October 4th. They also have prefix meals for dining outdoors, indoors, and they also have takeout.
Yes, as you can imagine, some people are still leery of dining inside.
And that's why most participating eateries offer multiple options. These dining events are a great way to support the restaurant industry, which has been devastated by COVID-19. Safety protocols are in place, and you need to make reservations as restaurant capacity is still reduced. And please be patient with your servers and generous with them. They're working hard to make sure you have a good experience despite the restrictions.
That's always good to keep in mind as their livelihoods have really been impacted by everything that's going on.
That's right.
I know it's getting a little cool outside, but I think that makes going to the drive-in so much more fun. You've been talking about some of these drive-ins. You can bring your own blankets, I guess, run your own heater, and have your own choice of seats in the car.
Did you know that the last drive-in in Delaware closed in 2008?
I did not know that.
But there is good news. The Delaware Art Museum is host to the Del Art Drive-In every other Thursday through October 29th. They're showing classic films in the Copeland Sculpture Garden, including Frankenstein and North by Northwest. I love those old movies.
Could it be an overpowering interest in art?
Yes, the art of survival. Well, have you poured any good drunks lately?
And classy leading man, Cary Grant. Oh, my gosh. The museum grounds are going to be beautiful. A beautiful backdrop for a drive-in.
Sometimes it feels like we've gone back to the 70s, except you couldn't make online reservations then, which are highly recommended because these movies sell out fast.
Tanya, what about music? It's still such a challenge to see live music performed.
Yes, it is, and I don't expect a return to concerts probably until next year. But the Philadelphia Orchestra has a fix for that. They're moving to a digital stage, and their opening night celebration concert, Our World Now, is on September 30th at 7 p.m. Now, I'm giving you a heads up right now so that you can get your tickets before it sells out. Valerie Coleman, Lang Lang, and Angel Blue will be performing. The celebration includes access to a digital lobby, and that includes curated content from some of the orchestra's musicians.
What I appreciate about these shows is that more people are able to access orchestral music.
Yes, that's exactly right. People from all over the world can log in. Now, Jennifer, you asked about music. The Fringe Festival, which is theater and music and so many other things, is going on through October 4th. And you know, they've got a bunch of quirky events. I love that festival. One of them is Piano for Pets.
Did you say for pets?
I did. The program is online throughout the festival. You can email pianist Barbara Brown a description of your pet, whatever, fish, dog, cat, and she will create the perfect classical music program for them. I think I'm going to email her and commission some music for my cat, Nala. She's very regal.
I'll take your word for it, although I think I've seen how regal she is in some of our Zoom conversations, Tanya. I can think of some pets that need their own theme songs. That's certainly a unique opportunity. You always do come up with the area's most intriguing things.
Why, thank you. And if you head to our website, whyy.org/things to do, I'll have more information on what Eastern State Penitentiary is doing to scare people this fall instead of terror behind the walls. They've got something new for you. And I will have the information on Sex and the City's Kim Cattrall, who is returning to TV in a new show.
All right. Well, thanks so much. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.